This
is Mark and Sarah.
Talk about
songs.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first in-tournament episode of March Mastis, the tournament where we will be determining the best British band of the 80s. We recently released a full-length explainer episode that breaks down everything that we're doing here, but some quick reminders. You can vote on Facebook in our ongoing polls to determine the best British band. You can follow the links to the full bracket that we will be showing everywhere that we possibly can to see how your favorite bands are progressing. And if you are a Patreon patron, then you can vote a second time through Patreon. So, again, vote on Facebook, vote on Patreon if you can, and now let's get into really breaking down and analyzing our first round of matchups here in the Moody Broody bracket. These are polls that will be open until 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday, March 6th. Sarah, we have so many great Moody Broody matchups.
We really do. Quickly, if you want to shout at us slash with us about these matchups or anything else about this bracket, please use the hashtag March Mastass. Maybe we can get it trending.
Gosh, that would be awesome. Yes, any hashtag March Mastass comments may very well appear in next week's episodes when we talk about who made the first cut.
Yes, and we welcome your comments across social media and via email. But let's start with our comments. As Mark said, we're in the Moody Broody bracket. Our first matchup is probably a slam dunk. That is number one seed The Smiths versus number 16 seed Love and Rockets. Love and Rockets, Mark, I have a little bit of a cold, so maybe you want to take over singing duties for some of the more obscure bands that we don't have clips for.
Yeah, so we're only doing a select number of clips because, honestly, y'all, we can't be here all day. But Love and Rockets had one huge hit in the 80s called So Alive. This isn't going to bode well for them, perhaps, but I hear that song consistently, and I cannot right now remember how it goes. Do you remember
so
how it goes, Sarah?
Alive.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm alive.
Yeah.
It's apparently I'm former alive. Members of Bauhaus. And I remember at the time thinking this song was huge when I was in high school. I think I was like a junior. And I remember thinking the lead singer would have been such a fox if he hadn't had that weird, like, modified perm hawk situation happening. Anyway, best of luck to them. But I really don't. I really don't think, unless there are people out there who actually super despise the Smiths and sign a bunch of their friends up with Patreon accounts to vote against this. But no, this is the Smiths are passing through with no problem here, I would say.
I think you're absolutely right. That leads us to the next matchup, which is some closely ranked shiz. We've got number 8, Yaz, versus number 9, Modern English. And Sarah, I've got to say, I'm going to just go Tammany Hall style here and say, vote for a yes, vote for a yes, vote for a yes. Nope.
Vote for Modern English. Bigger song, better song. That's just me. I think Yaz is probably going to win. This is very close. I hate even making a call, but Modern English is so tied into my experience of, like, the good parts of high school hanging out that I have to vote for Modern English, but this could go either way.
Now, it's worth saying, for those of you who are maybe struggling to remember, Modern English sings the song, I stop the world and melt with you. And I stop the world and melt with you. And then Yaz, which you might remember from an early episode of this very podcast, sings, among other things, only you, looking at the window above, it's like a story of love. All I needed was the love you gave. And if you're getting chills up your spine right now, you should be vote for yes. Okay, next. Next is number 5, Depeche Mode, versus number 12, Talk Talk. And Talk Talk had the hit, It's My Life, It Never Ends.
That is such it's such a great vocal. I'm not sure they really did anything else. I adore that song, but I was also fully obsessed in the clinical sense with People Are People and that bridge from Depeche Mode and Violator that came out in 90?
Yes.
That was like my first true love, and I just like lived in that album, in the world of two in that album. And so, yeah, I don't know. This really depends on like the age of our listeners and how into Depeche Mode they were, because Depeche Mode fans are intense. I just liked a couple of the songs. So, but I think this is Depeche Mode for sure.
It's an interesting paradox with them, because their biggest hit arrived in 1990. So technically, which is Enjoy the Silence. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Like, so that is arguably their biggest hit, and it came out in 1990. However, in the 80s, Depeche Mode did give us I Just Can't Get Enough. I just can't get enough.
Oh, yeah, they were definitely, and they had some videos in play.
People are people, like you said. I have to say that for me, I don't expect Depeche Mode to have any problem here. I have no kick with Talk Talk, but that synth line in Just Can't Get Enough is one of the best of the 80s.
It's true. Very Yaz-ish, actually.
Now, speaking of synths, next up in our Moody Broody division is number 4 seed The Eurythmics versus number 13 Dream Academy. And Dream Academy, you might remember, everyone, as the band that sang Life in a Northern Town. Hey, oh, mama, way.
I mean, this could be an upset. I don't think it will be an upset. It could be an upset. I'm going to vote for Dream Academy because I really love that song, but it's not going to win. And that's kind of the only reason that I'm voting for it, is so that they don't get destroyed.
So they don't get zero votes?
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick, that it's like you have to go the rest of your life without listening to either Life in a Northern Town or Missionary Man, Dream Academy is getting shoved off a cliff prontito. So we'll
like
see.
We're not even putting them in a burlap sack first. It's just
over the side.
Oh my gosh. And then Would I Lie to You, here comes the rain again. Obviously Sweet Dreams. I mean, there's a reason that Eurythmics is seated so high in this division. Now we start to get, I think, very interesting when we get to the middle of this bracket, because number 6 is Simple Minds and number 11 is A Flock of Seagulls. And Sarah, I feel like maybe this one's going to be closer than I'm expecting.
I think you're right, but I have no idea which direction it's going to go, because I think Simple Minds was more ubiquitous at the time, but Flock of Seagulls now is more of a symbol of the time. Like, you can tell a 19-year-old what a Flock of Seagulls haircut is, and she knows that reference, possibly from The Wedding Singer?
Yes.
Which got a lot of things sort of wrong about the timeline in early 80s versus late, but, we're not here to litigate that. I'm not sure.
Julia Guglia will live to fight another day.
If we were doing this poll, contemporary with the bands, Simple Minds would destroy Flock of Seagulls, I'm pretty sure. And Simple Minds was on soundtracks of movies that are still, like, on cable from time to time. I think Simple Minds wins this, but I mean, what was the Flock of Seagulls song?
And I ran
so right.
far away.
I mean,
but then
I couldn't get away. I mean, I think they will be getting away from this bracket pretty soon, but it's hard to say because listeners who are younger might not have the same associations that we do.
And yet, I feel like, in a way, Don't You Forget About Me is one of the definitive songs of the whole decade.
Yeah.
And then you've come in, if you know Simple Minds, like I know Adam Grossworth and I do, you also get Alive and Kicking,
that
which is
a
their other massive
great
hit
song.
So
even though, like, the scansion is annoying, I don't care.
Alive and Kicking.
Kicking. Like, no. Alive and Kicking. That's not how we say Alive and Kicking. Who cares? That's how he sings it, and I love the song.
I feel like, as I think about this more, maybe having two massive hits is what gets them over, but I don't expect Simple Minds, if they do win this, to go much further.
Yeah, because look who they're going to be up against.
Yeah. If Simple Minds were to win, they would be up against either The Cure or When in Rome. When in Rome had one wonderful hit called The Promise, and it goes as follows. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. And if you wait around a while, I'll make you fall for me. I promise you, I promise you, I will. That's When in Rome. The Cure, however,
is The Cure.
Had a few more hits than that.
Yeah, I sort of was looking at this and I was like, what a crazy division that The Cure is ranked number three in a moody and broody division. I really feel like at the end of the day, this is great warriors facing off. And I suspect that The Cure is the Hector to the Smith's Achilles.
Oh, getting drag-assed around in front of the walls.
I just wandered into an Iliad reference that I can't get out of, so here's what I'm going to tell you.
Not mad about it.
When in Rome, I didn't care for that song because I liked the vocal on the chorus, but the synth line and the vocal on the verses was annoying, and also it's The Cure, and I think we're done here.
Yes. Now, who's going to be Wily Odysseus in this Iliad matchup and sneak through and surprise us all? Well, maybe it'll be one of the next two bands. And this is
that was such a good segue. Everybody just just step back and look at that for a second.
Hey.
Okay, here we go.
I don't think it's an accident somehow that the two clips that Sarah and I pulled for this episode both come from this matchup. Sarah, why don't you take a second to introduce your band and clip?
Okay, the matchup is number 7, the Thompson Twins, versus number 10, Susie and the Banshees. I have a lot of love for Susie and the Banshees. Our esteemed colleague and sometime guest, John Ramos, put Kiss Them For Me on a mixtape for me back in college in between two Sugar Cube songs.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
Still, whenever I hear any one of them, I must listen to like the other two immediately. Anyway, the Thompson Twins had that just ginormous album in, I think, 1983, where all the big hits came from, Doctor, Doctor, etc. But I have a huge lady boner for a song called Sister of Mercy, which is everything the Thompson Twins do both well and too much of. Perhaps they belonged in our Florid and Fabulous category, but here's a clip from Sister of Mercy. All right, here's the thing. This is peak mid-80s melodrama. There's a pan flute. It's a lot. And I think this is where the twins of Thompson may run into a problem, is that they were so 80s that, of course, they were huge in the 80s. And then I am not sure that they have the sustain that Susie and the Banshees might, which with like a more indie flavor has better like legs to appeal to people past, you know, Reagan's second term. So, but my vote is for the Thompson Twins. I have no kick, as Mark says, with Susie, and I'm excited to hear this clip that he pulled, and I have fond memories, and I'll cheer for whoever gets out of this alive. But Thompson Twins, that whole album is like, I mean, it's not good, but it's great. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and here's the thing. If the Thompson Twins takes it, I'm not going to be mad, because Lay Your Hands on Me,
yes,
is such an amazing song. Hold Me Now, obviously, mm-hmm, is an amazing song. Like, there's a lot of great Thompson Twins songs, but I am pulling a clip from Susie and the Banshees, because even though Kiss Them For Me and Face to Face, their song from the Batman Returns soundtrack,
oh,
both
yeah,
in the 90s. Oh my God, I love that song too. But those were the two songs that introduced me to Susie and the Banshees when I was a teenager, a young teenager. But then I started to go backwards into their 80s catalog, and my mind was and remains blown. The weird shit that they do and make work is incredible to me. And I think it is worth pointing out that the very first modern rock singles chart in Billboard magazine was topped at number one by this song, Peekaboo by Susie and the Banshees. Let's listen to a clip.
Y'all,
what the fuck is happening in this
song?
Can
I also just say, Mark not only entertains but informs, because I spent my life thinking this was the Waitresses. It isn't. Okay. Crazy for this one, Waitresses. Sure enough, not them. I really love that song. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but I don't dislike it.
And then later on in the song, they get to the part where she starts going, golly jeepers, where'd you get those peepers? Mm-hmm. And of course you're referencing a Big Band era song. Why the fuck not, Susie Sue?
With those horns? You have to.
I think that this song sets a template for the next 30 years in a way. You can hear its influence on Tori Amos, hands down. But you can hear it.
I was going to say Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple on Lord, on the band The 1975, I would argue. I think that this song and Susie and the Banshees in general are, they're incredible. And I won't be mad if Thompson Twins wins in this face-off, but I will be casting my little vote for Susie and the Banshees.
And if I hadn't just pulled a clip and done this explainer, I would probably change my mind. Who knows? Maybe I'll vote one way in the Facebook poll, and one way in the Patreon page. Ooh,
oh,
you know, you're allowed. Okay. You're allowed to do that. You're also allowed to consider people's later or earlier work in your votes. Like, this is not jury duty where you're not allowed to consider stuff that you read in the media. Follow your hearts, folks.
Do what you need to do. Vote with your heart, exactly.
Or listen to your hearts. Since Roxette can't be in this bracket, let's carry them with us to tell us what to do. Okay. What we need to do is move on to the last matchup. That was not a good segue, but you're going to have to live with it. What are you going to do? Arrest me? Wah, wah. The last matchup is number two, The Police, versus number 15, Dead or Alive, which was the You Spin Me Right Round, Baby, Right Round.
Right round like a record, baby, right. And interestingly, the first American hit for the team of producers known as Stock, Aitken, and Waterman, who also eventually delivered Rick Astley and Kylie Minogue's hits to us on a silver platter.
Thank God.
As well as many other songs. But Dead or Alive, very interesting band. Their lead singer, an interesting Pete Burns, was her name at the time. I believe she has now transitioned, and now I'm going to look that up because I'm afraid that I'm wrong. But they're a very interesting queer band, but they are not The Police.
No, they're not. And The Police is one of those bands that we looked at this and we're like, are they almost like too big for this? Or not too big, but like they exist outside of it in this weird like turn of the 80s reggae space where they just don't go, but at the same time they're like the brittiest, poppiest Brit pop, and they are a band, and you really can't argue with the entire Synchronicity album, which I just re-listened to yesterday almost by accident. Oh my God, it's so good. And Every Breath You Take is great. We've talked about it on this podcast. You know,
King of Pain, amazing song.
Yeah. Dead or Alive is dead. I'm sorry to say.
And Pete Burns was androgynous and given to very, very extreme plastic surgery, but was not trans, but is also actually dead. So,
oh no.
There you go.
Oh.
But and
well, sorry to end on that crass note.
But let's go back. Just what the Police is one of those bands that existed in the 70s and had hits in the 70s, but I think it goes without saying they became the Police in our cultural memory in the 80s, and that's why they're here.
I think that's
and
right.
ranked so high. And listeners, we are excited to see how you vote. Again, Facebook is where the polls will be available for the general public, and if you join us at Patreon, which is patreon.com/mastass, then you can vote again. So let your voice be heard, and we will see you tomorrow for the release of the discussion of the Florid and Fabulous bracket.
And all of those links will be in the show notes. So if you just scroll down in the little info section to the info section in whatever your podcast delivery service is, you can jump straight to those and make your voice heard. Thanks for listening.
This
is Mark and Sarah
talk about
songs.